According to the inscriptions on the base of this statue, the man seated here is Idi, a high-ranking official and overseer of priests. By its style, the small image can safely be dated to the 6th dynasty. There is a distinctive air of mannerism and artificiality about this piece. Look at the elongated toes and legs, the schematically emphasized knees and shins, and the high nipped-in waist. But above all, look at the almost mask-like face, in which the eyes and mouth are overly large and heavily rimmed. Curator Emeritus Henry Fisher has also pointed out that this face is more asymmetrical than on most other Egyptian statues. Indeed, the right half of the face is considerably broader than the left, the right eye more slanted, and the furrow beside the nostril deeper. Egyptologists and art historians used to interpret the manneristic style of the late Old Kingdom as a sign of degeneration, but now it is understood as a deliberate shift in emphasis from earlier realistic tendencies to a more conceptual rendering of the human form. Before coming into the collection of the Metropolitan, the statuette of Idi belonged to Commodore Matthew Perry, who received it as a gift from the Egyptian viceroy Said Pasha.